Dreamscape presents Peter Pan Must Die by John Verdon, narrated by Robert Fass. Peter Pan Must Die. Prologue. Long before the killing began. There was a time when he dreamt of being the head of a great nation, a nuclear power. As the president, he would have his finger on the nuclear trigger. With a twitch of that finger, he could launch nuclear missiles. He could obliterate huge cities. He could put an end to the human stink. He could wipe the rotten slate clean. With maturity, however, had come a more practical perspective, a more realistic sense of what was possible. He knew that the nuclear trigger would never be within his reach. But other triggers were available. One day at a time, one trigger pull at a time, much could be accomplished. As he thought about it, and through his teenage years he'd thought about little else, a plan for his future slowly took shape. He came to know what his specialty would be, his art, his expertise, his field of excellence. And that was no small thing, since previously he had known almost nothing about himself.